Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz win their third straight with a 110-102 win over the Chicago Bulls. Donovan scores 30 again. Rudy has a career high and a number you wouldn't expect. And we'll talk about it all coming up on today's edition of Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 600 South and 20th East. Stop on by, pick up the June. They had a June pie sale today, and I didn't make it. I was so bummed. Anyway, maybe that's not. It was a one-day June pie sale. But get your June pies. Get your great salsas and chips for the football games tomorrow. All good. That's at 600 South 20th. Quinn Snyder was just on the podium talking to the media and made the comment, Rudy Gobert had 8 assists. That can tell you how they played us. Mm-hmm. And that is the essence of everything that Quinn Snyder has built on this team, is that they should have a counter to any way someone plays them if they react correctly. And what in turn he's saying is they reacted correctly.
Well, we talked about it during the course of the ballgame. The Jazz relief person, player out there on the floor was Rudy. So anytime there was a pick and roll that didn't work, or they were double teamed, or they were overplaying, Rudy was a relief player right in the middle of the floor. So he got a chance to make some extra passes here tonight, and he responded with that.
I want to get into the X's and O's in this because I think this is really fascinating, because I think this is an incredible coaching decision that coaches have to make. So when you decide that you're not going to go out because Rudy can't shoot a 15 to 18 footer, it isolatedly makes a lot of sense, right? Like, you isolate it, okay, I'm going to keep my big in the paint. Yeah. But when Rudy hands the ball off to Joe Ingles, there's no big to step out and bother Joe Ingles.
Correct.
So if Rudy can make contact and set that pick, or if they go under, there's no second defender that's going to have anything to do with it, and it makes it – that's the risk you're taking, and the Jazz made him pay.
Exactly, and you know how good Joe is with that, especially going to his left. He goes to his left, he has that ball fake to the middle, shoots a layup, and he knows how to extend the dribble, or if the big man challenges him, then he throws the lob to Rudy. Some teams try to get help on the backside, but, you know, that comes too late because Rudy's already in front of the rim. So that's a smart play there by Quinn Snyder, but it's also a play that they run quite a bit. I mean, they really shake up the defense by running that play.
Donovan Mitchell does it again, third straight game with 30 points. He's now scored 30 as many times this year as he did all of last year, which I think is noticeable. But what jumps out more, Ron, is – tonight he wasn't as efficient by the time it was over. I'm wowed by him tonight. They were picking him up at 94 feet. He had to play point guard. He had to do all of the – I mean, I just think he was – I thought he was going to be so tired that he actually had enough energy to bring a water bottle out and spray Kyle Korver. I was a little stunned by that. He wasn't as efficient tonight. He's 11 of 24, 4 of 13, but he's been more efficient. Are we playing less good teams and therefore he's more efficient, or is he changing – the shots he's taking and the way he's playing, or is he just hot?
I think what we've seen that he's changes his shots, but the team that we're playing also has a lot to do with that. And you expect that, though, David. If he's the kind of player he is, you expect for him to be a little bit better playing against teams like this. Now, shooting percentage wasn't as great, but you can tell he was out there on the floor, couldn't you?
Yeah, no, he had a huge impact to the game. He was plus 20 tonight. Yeah. Which means that when he was off the floor, we were minus 12 in the 10 minutes that he was off the floor. What about just the Bulls aren't great, but the overall effort of this team the last two nights, shorthanded. Tonight they played a seven-man rotation, with then Grayson Allen gave them the break of 15 minutes. Last night Royce O'Neal ends up playing, I think, 39 minutes. Tonight he plays 37. He has 11 rebounds tonight. I mean, these guys put out a lot of juice the last two nights.
Yeah, and just think about what Quinn was doing. And he was just trying to rest guys at certain points of the ball game. Didn't panic when the league that they had diminished, because he knew that he had to manage minutes out there on the floor and try to make sure the guys are a little fresher and you know, down the stretch in the fourth quarter. So a seven-man, you said seven?
Well, great. They played seven-man and they didn't have enough minutes, right? Like, so, that's my point, is they don't have 240 regular minutes right now. They've got to find them somewhere. George Niang, like, gives them three. Those actually matter. Those are three somebody else is not on the floor for. And, you know, it probably was three that Rudy Gobert didn't have to play because Derek Favors could play the center. He played the big man lineup of Favors and Gobert more than he usually does. I mean, he just was piecing it together.
Well, he probably stayed up last night knowing just that. But he didn't realize and didn't know that he was going to get full court pressure from the guard line of the Chicago Bulls there as well. So during the course of the ball game, he had to make some decisions that probably he didn't think about the night before. And obviously, they responded.
Kyle Korver scores 16, has a bunch of huge buckets, moves into fourth all-time on the three-point list. What have you seen in Kyle's impact on this team?
You know, he's always been a great shooter. We've always had a lot of respect for his craft. And that is flat out getting that shot off very quickly. I don't care where he's at on the floor. He's going to be online. He's going to have a chance to go in. Kind of surprised when he misses. But you don't just, I mean, a lot of our fans and don't get a chance to see how hard he works on his shot. He knows why he's in the league. He knows the value that he has on the team, and that is flat out shooting the three-point shot. Halftime, everybody else is in the locker room. He's the first one out here on the floor, the only one out here on the floor, and working on his shot.
Joe Ingles has been struggling a little bit, hit his first three threes, missed his next six, then hit another one to close the night 4 of 10. That's a pretty good night, 4 of 10 from three, so nice to have Joe back and rolling. Jazz are now 23-21 on the season, 2 games above .500. They get tomorrow off. Detroit comes into town Monday, then we'll head to, I think, L.A. For a game
Tuesday.
All right, that is postcast. Jazz win it 110-102. Dad always has a note. Back-to-back at home. None earlier in the season, but another coming on February 1. Oh, all right. Dad always has good – Dad just texted.
Who's their father?
Yeah, look. He always texts with good notes. This one wasn't as good as usual. He's like he saw the schedule. He's the first one that emailed me and says, "You're in serious trouble. You have, like, single home games, and those are road games." Like, Dad's very smart.
He's retired, isn't he?
Sort of. Yeah. He does. He works at Stanford still.
Yeah, but he's paying a lot more attention to.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, he doesn't really want to work. He's got a ski.
Yeah. Not like his son.
Yeah, and his son's son and son's daughter. Have a good night.